Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and our topic today is called Music to My Ears, and I just want you all to visualize and listen. Can you hear the music? That's what we're starting out with today. We're going to talk about music, and I'm delighted to introduce our leading lady today. Our leading lady is Susan Hafner, and she's the founder and owner of Excel Through Music and A&P Success for You. So, Susan, I want you to say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, greetings, and great to be here today. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You bet, you bet. I'm excited because you know what? It's like when we think of business all the time, I think a lot of people will think of, gosh, financial advisors and consultants. And, you know, when you say entrepreneurs, there's just so many different entrepreneurs. And here you are, a founder of a business that helps people. And I'm going to get this right because I love your business name, How to Excel Through Music. And I'm assuming there's a great story as to what the business name is all about. Am I right? Can you share how you chose your business name, Excel Through Music, and what the meaning is behind
yes,
it?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to. And it is very much like it says, how we can excel in our life through the wonderful gift of music, whether that be through music education and in the schools and in band programs, and also in hospital settings, and a lot of different ways we can improve our life. And life is improved through music, either through us playing music ourselves or that music being played for us.
Wow. And I know there's so much to you, and I kind of want our listeners to understand, you know, just some rapid-fire questions. Like, how long have you been in business? And my big question is, after the how long, is what was the inspiration for you in starting Excel Through Music? Like, what prompted you to start this business?
All right. Well, on the first question, about 10 years I've been in business. And maybe a little bit longer. I've had a lot of the ideas for a while. And then far as the inspiration, a big part of that for me was in 2010 going to Switzerland as a gift from my husband and to a festival that's going on actually right now there in Vegas, Switzerland. And it's the Galway Flute Festival with Sir James Galway and Lady Galway. And that played a integral part and the establishment of Excel Through Music, because a lot of my music and playing and things had gone on hold a little bit and teaching, and so being back there really got things going again and just really established that for me in my own mind and the importance of that. And it was the beginning, and the biggest thing now is really getting it going.
Well, and that's where I want to make a distinction, because the services that you offer are music education and then music therapy. And those are two different types of services and audiences as clients, right?
I wanted to clarify on that. One thing that I am certified to do or qualified to do by degree and all is music education. Music therapy technically does require a certification process. And so for me, where I'm at right now, I use music in a therapeutic way, but I'm very careful to say I'm not a music therapist. There's a big, big difference on that, and that's an important distinction. However, music is so therapeutic for everyone, and anyone can utilize music and bring some therapeutic benefit to their friends, and I'm a big believer in that we shouldn't be limited by just because we don't have a degree or a certification. We can still use music to bless our friends and neighbors.
Yeah, so here's some questions. If we just isolate the music therapy part, right, and it's therapeutic, what are, just for our listeners so they can understand, and I appreciate you making sure to kind of talk about the, you know, the credentials and the difference, but what, for our listeners, would be, give us some examples of what music, how music can be therapeutic. I mean, I know for me, I have my Spotify account. Whenever I'm down, it's like I have my one playlist that just pumps me up and, you know, takes me to another place, or we have kind of those somber, kind of more, you know, going to kind of, I wouldn't want to say melancholy, but, you know, music can bring you up or bring you down. But from a therapeutic sense, how would you express to our listeners some of the different ways that music is therapeutic?
I would say that, and probably the biggest example that I have seen done is where, for example, someone with Parkinson's, music is played that resonates with them, and they're able to actually move and dance. That kind of a thing is phenomenal. Also, too, I've seen situations where, and this is where, like, someone might brought in a tape recorder, and the relative listened to the music, and up until that point, there was no response. They weren't interacting in any way, but then the music was played, and they come alive, and they start singing to it, and it is so, so powerful. And those are extremes. On the other side, the things that I have done is when there have been people that are in the hospital or, you know, close to the end and is coming in and playing, and it just, again, that just this little bit of glimmers, and it brings them hope and comfort. And then on the other end, too, you know, going into convalescent homes and playing for people and able, it brings, they start singing along, and it just invigorates and brings some life. And it's exciting. I appreciate the question because it helps me think through the best way of describing just what does happen. And it's exciting to see how music just truly does touch our hearts and our souls in ways that nothing else does.
Well, and besides that piece, as far as like hospice or kind of medical related, what are some other ways? I mean, is it just a matter of individuals saying, hey, I'm down, it's like I have a ready playlist to kind of like pump us up, or are there other maybe strategies or things how people can use music as therapeutic? Or is it personal and individual
definitely.
To each person?
Exactly, definitely. For example, with studying, for example, would be, it's very important for the brain to take breaks. So for students, for example, where you study, take a break, half hour, go, if they play music, play the instrument. If they don't, then play the recording. It gives that break for the brain, and it actually helps the brain organize what they've just done. The temptation for students is to push through. But if you take that break, either through music, and it can be walking this up, but we're talking about music, it helps the brain organize. If you are a musician,
I like that.
And like playing piano, for example, I keep using the phrase for example, you can, there's something about it that, again, brings organization. And especially if you play with intentionality, being intentional about what you're doing, it organizes life in general. It also brings focus. So let's say having difficulty focusing on a particular task, taking the time out and playing, it will then bring a lot of focus, organization. You can go back to that task and it'll go a lot smoother than it was beforehand.
Wow. You know, I mean, you give an example, and besides a medical situation where it's like you have helped someone for the music therapeutic side? Like, I love the idea of taking breaks. Like, people say that all the time, and yet so many of us in business, we keep pushing through and, you know, killing ourselves. Like, I don't mind 12-hour days, but I also realize I can tell when it's like I haven't had a break, right? You've just been pushing through it. And those do make sense. I mean, think of yourself as an athlete, right? You need to kind of like go breakneck, then it's like you take a break and breakneck and take a break. How would, with an example with a client for your business, what have you done that helps somebody on that music therapeutic side? Do you advise and guide? Do you, what services do you offer under that, if I can ask?
Well, not so much as a client. There again, I'm careful on clarifying that. But what I have done is, for example, we go up and visit my parents' folks up in Medford. And I'll go to the medical center or the memory center and play for them. And they so enjoy that. And they will come and they will sing along. And it gives them a break in their day, for one. Also, the family members are there. And the feedback afterwards that I receive is just how much they really appreciate that and how helpful it was. And sometimes you don't always see it. And it can be hard in those settings, but it's knowing that it's still ministering, it's still getting through, it's still helping them. And I've also gone individual with two individuals in their rooms and playing for them, either in a facility or at a private home. And it helps not only the person that's in the bed, but also the staff and the family and things of that nature. So in that situation,
That's great. I mean, I'm curious. So for you, for being in business for 10 years, you know, and we're entrepreneurs, so we have a lot of listeners that are entrepreneurs. Can you just give a little overview of what services do you offer at a business level, like that people
at a business level,
pay you
it would
as
be
clients
the music,
for?
Right. At the business level, it would be the music education side, and that is working with flute students and also piano on flute. I do private instruction on flute as well as flute coaching in sectionals and both in a classroom setting and also when they're on the field or in a parade setting and helping them in warming up and all. And that's a whole world. It's exciting, very, very exciting. And then privately teaching students both for their own progression and also for different exams that they have coming up. And then on piano, helping them, you know, excel. And the thing, the difference for one thing that I approach that I do, and this is related to experience with anatomy and physiology and my own just personal experience, is I'm able to help a student understand why something's not working. And that's where that kind of a pivotal difference for me in teaching is, instead of saying, you know, stop doing such and such, but I'm able to kind of go beyond that and say, well, this may be why that's not working, or this is maybe why that is happening. And so there's a knowledge base that I'm able to bring to my students to help them understand what's going on and then be able to go beyond that and excel in that particular skill.
Excel through music. I love it.
Exactly.
And I love your business name. I mean, I love your business name. It says exactly what you do, which I think is so smart. You know, I know you said you've been in business for 12 years, Susan, and it's like, you know, I mean, there's this thing I think for that happens with us as entrepreneurs is that the love of what we do, you know, is great. And then we try to make money with it. And then it's like we find out there's such a whole host of things that go on in starting a business that we never had any idea of. I mean, this was my experience when I started mine. And I'm curious with you as an artist and as a music aficionado, which we'll call, you know, because I know you love music and that's at the heart of what you do. How difficult was it for you and kind of looking at all these things that you need to do in starting and ramping up your business? Or did it go differently for you? Like, I'm curious, as an artist, you know, the love of music is what drives you. It's, I'm guessing, probably 100%. But, you know, the business side of it, it's the business side. Was that difficult for you in the beginning stages of starting your business?
It is on one level. On another, it's not, because I'm analytical as well. And so there's a natural tendency toward things of that nature. However, keeping it going is difficult. I love technology. I've done programming, but when it comes to a website, that is not my forte. It scares me. So things
me
of that nature. And yeah, it's just like, oh my, I have one waiting in the wings, but it's not ready to launch yet. So there's that, and also, too, it's so important to have a team, and I'm a good example of that. So I think as a musician, it's so easy, you know, it's such a, it's like a one-on-one, you know, it's, so the idea of bringing a team together is often missed, and I've learned there is no way I can really truly move forward the way I want to without getting a team, and that is so critical, and you can't do this alone. You can't do it alone.
Well, you know, I think that's so smart, but again, it's always, I think the big thing that I've always seen with business owners is, what is your intention? Like, there are business owners out there, we both know, that they have no intention of growing beyond themselves. They just want to be as busy and profitable for them individually and be okay with that. But it sounds like with you, and, you know, you've been in business 10 years, it's like, what have been for you some of the biggest learning lessons that have been just super learning lessons as you've been in business for 10 years, other than, like you said, you know, the kind of building a team and all that. But what are a few others that you've just learned along the way? Because 10 years is pretty significant, you know, in business owner years.
It is. And I think being wise in the selection, getting that support, learning who to listen to, and getting good advice is critical. It's a good question. It's a really good question.
How did you learn how to listen for advice? Like, what was it that made it that's an aha for you? Did you have an experience you can share with us? And then how did you learn to listen to the right people?
I think a lot of more is trial and error, not so much an aha moment per se. I would say, and I think other tools would also be, like, for myself, because speaking is still not a strength. I speak to my music, and that, in fact, was how life really began. Music was my voice, and so my own personal experience of the value of music in my own life, because that was my voice for many, 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 many years. But for speaking for myself, joining things like Toastmasters has been helpful. So I think in addition to that team, I would say, you know, doing something that improves speaking. And I know there's a lot of people that help with that. And that is critical. That is so critical, because I'm a very big believer, and I see the value in being able to speak and getting out. And that is one thing that I am not good at. And that's one thing that I'm working on improving. And I definitely see how that is the next big piece for me. is being able to speak clearly and going out and talking with people about what I do, because if they don't know I exist, I can't help them. And that's the biggest piece for me right now is making that jump, taking that step, and getting out and saying, this is what I can provide, and being able to believe that and being able to not feel bad about that.
Yeah, no, very good. Because you know what? I think that's the biggest misnomer in my mind, is that go make mistakes. You know, I mean, that is how we learn, you know, in building a business. There's no one right way. I mean, that's the thing that drives me crazy, is there's always, here's all these people telling you what to do. And yet I found some of the biggest lessons and aha moments even for me in my business and from other colleagues of mine, is when they share, oh, my God, this is where I learned from a mistake and how to pivot, you know, and hopefully not a colossal epic mistake, but I've made a few of those as well along the 30 years I've been a business owner. So, yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, for our listeners' benefit, I mean, what kind of advice would you give them on maybe three clear tips that you would say, this is what, you know, this is what my wise advice to you all would be. What would be the three things that you would share to our potential and would-be entrepreneurs who are creative like you, whether they're in music or not, but creatives are, they just, you know, again, they love what they do. And they're not, in my opinion, not always business focused, right? But it's the business side that you need to balance with the creative and the artistic side. What would you share with some of our other would-be entrepreneurs?
Well, one would definitely be to, wherever you in your area, get the advice of professionals. I know in our area there's SCORE, and that's a very, very helpful mentoring program. And making use of the resources. So one, making use of resources in your area that are related to business and establishing a business. Don't try to do it on your own and recreate the wheel. So making use of those resources. Two, creating that team. And there may be resources in your own life and that you may not even know what their skills are, of the people in your life, and checking with them. So creating that team. And then I think third, being patient with yourself and not being too hard on yourself, because that doesn't help. And just always, you know, and when things do fail, getting back up and starting again. And work on not having that time frame be too long between the failure and getting up again. That's very important.
Love those. Boy, that's like bam, drop the mic kind of stuff. See, I'm thinking music, drop the mic.
Thank you.
You have to laugh at that a little bit. Hey, well, a couple more questions, because a half hour goes really fast on our show, but I think this is, I'm fascinated with you, because I don't know if I shared with you, but I was a vocal music major when I started in college, so I absolutely love music. I mean, yeah, singing, leaping, dancing, musicals, it's like I was, again, wish I would have paid more attention to it when I was younger, and then how do you make it as a career, I think, are the questions. You know, I mean, this is going to be a big question. Yeah. I'm not sure what your opinion is, so however you take it, it's like there's all this shift and pivot now in the schools where there's no music anymore, you know, and everything is so focused, which I get it, on careers that are in science, technology, engineering, and math, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like my whole, you know, high school was about music and singing and the arts. So I'm curious what opinion you have as, you know, someone who is a lover of music and are teaching students and people how to love music and excel through it. What's your opinion of that? Because I think that's a sad thing, but I don't know it'll ever come back. So what kind of words of advice or wisdom would you give us on that?
Well, most definitely music is so helpful. And I would say that it is one reason why I established Excel through music, was to provide that outlet. And there's a lot of facets to the business that I'm still working out. But the encouraging thing is that while music is being taken out of some schools, it is still prevalent, and there are still districts that make it a priority. And where that's not the case, there are a lot of organizations that come alongside and provide musical avenues for students. And so I would say for those in areas where it has been taken out of the school, look at look for other locations that are teaching it, that are utilizing it. And I know that'll vary depending on the area. One thing I really so appreciate about the European model is that just the value of music, and it's still so prevalent. In fact, in traveling in Ireland, young kids are playing penny whistle at very young age, and the intelligence level is phenomenal. Their vocals, their speaking skills are phenomenal. And so, I mean, it comes back to, I mean, that I could see right in front of me. But the research is just so resplendent. I'm not using my words right. But the research is there for the value of music.
Oh, okay.
Lot of educators have the same frustrations because they know music plays a role. The research is there that points to how music helps with all of the STEM skills. In fact, now there's the acronym STEAM, which adds arts. And so they're realizing that, and they're starting to bring it back in again, which is really encouraging. And that is very important and very helpful. And so I believe there's hope on the horizon. How quickly that will happen, I don't know. But it's there.
Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, I totally agree. And it's like, it's funny how the pendulum swings one way, then it goes back, because everything is about balance, right, and cohesiveness.
Yeah.
And you can't just have technology and engineering and math and science, because the creative side of art and music and literature and all of that opens minds in a different way. But that's just my two cents, and I love your two cents. And I want to ask you, if any of our listeners want to reach out to you and just go, gosh, you know, geez, Susan, I really want to know more about you, or how they can maybe find somebody that's like you in a different area, because I know you're in the Southern California area, but how would you like people to reach you? How would you like them to contact you?
Probably the best way would be through my Facebook page at this point, which is Excel Through Music. Another way would be my email, which I abbreviate the word through, and that is EXCEL, so Excel, through THRU Music@gmail.com. So it's Excel through THRU Music@gmail.com. And hopefully one day I'll have a website, but not as yet.
You have a Facebook page. So I believe we have a link to your Facebook page on our show page. Good. Well, that's awesome. I'm going to ask you one final question, because we're almost out of time, and I always hate that. But, you know, it's funny. I just want to share something with you. It's like your whole demeanor when you started talking about music and school and, you know, the whole idea of arts, man, you just had some power in your voice. So, you know, it really changed. You're very passionate about what you do, and that shows, and I think that's amazing. For the future, you know, I always ask my guests one big question as we wrap up the show, and that is, you know, what's one thing that you feel you could leave us with as something inspirational, something, you know, no pressure here, to blow our minds, or anything that you feel is kind of one final comment or remark or quote that you want to leave us with, that we will know this was just a fabulous show? No pressure, right?
No pressure. I think I would say, you know, I'm very thankful, first of all, for God's faithfulness in my life and His gift of music. And I'm just, and the importance that every day is a new beginning and it's filled with new possibilities, and the importance of making it a great one. And in my experience, you know, in using music,
I just think that's a fabulous thing. That's like
we can always, every day is a new day. Don't stay stuck.
Yeah. Don't stay stuck. I love what you're saying. I think there should have been music there with it. But, you know, we didn't have that today, so I'm going to do my outgoing music. But I want to thank you for being our leading lady, and I want to thank our listeners for your loyalty. As you know, we are more than national in the United States of America right now. We are international for Women Lead Radio, and we really appreciate your loyalty. We are here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time or Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And one of the things that I love to challenge each of us that listen to this show or who are our guests or our hosts or our listeners, and that is, what are you doing to support and challenge and be supportive of other women? Think about that, and we'll see you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.